Welcome to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We are continuing our series, our summary of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. It is based on the revised and updated 10th anniversary edition. The book was first published in 1998 and largely put Mr. Maxwell at the forefront on the topic of leadership. So today we will continue the series. You can find show notes and other information, useful resources, and links at the website growgreat.com. Law number 15, the law of victory. Leaders find a way for the team to win. As leaders, we can sometimes find ourselves in some management scenarios of various complexity on any given day, fires that need to be put out. And so what separates victorious leaders from managers who can't seem to consistently meet those daily challenges, Mr. Maxwell claims that victorious leaders, they share an unwillingness to accept defeat. When the pressure is on, great leaders are at their best. I mean, whatever is inside them, it just comes to the surface. The best leaders feel compelled to rise to the challenge and do everything in their power to make sure that they can achieve victory for their people. Because in their view, leadership is responsible. Losing is unacceptable. Creativity is essential. Quitting, unthinkable. Commitment, unquestionable. Victory is inevitable. And with that mindset, leaders embrace the vision, they embrace an approach with the challenges, the fires, with this resolve to make their people win. Three components of victory that Mr. Maxwell points out. The first is the unity of vision. Every member of the team has got to be on the same page with regard to what the team's goals and objectives are. Because if one team member is looking out for himself and not the best interests of the team, well, then the talent of the individual team members is never going to be what it should be. The team succeeds only when everybody has got this unified vision, no matter how much talent there is. Second, diversity of skills. The individual talents of the group team members, they need to be cherished, and everybody brings a unique set of skills to the table, and nobody does everything well. And in most everybody, there's something that somebody else can do better than someone else. But the organization needs that diversity of skills in order to achieve their goal. Third, a leader dedicated to victory and to raising players to their potential. That's necessary. That's a component of victory. Diversity and talent, they just don't organically come together on their own. It takes a leader with a dedicated sense of responsibility to make that happen. Maxwell drives that point home by giving us the famous quote from legendary Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz, who said, quote, "You've got to have great athletes to win. I don't care who the coach is. You can't win without good athletes, but you can lose with them. This is where coaching makes the difference." And so as a leader, you have to keep the collective talents of your team on a course for success. Mr. Maxwell gives us three steps to apply the law of victory. Number one, take responsibility for your success, for the success of the team. Your passion should be high, and your dedication can be without question. If you are not able to convince yourself to make that kind of commitment, then one of three things is probably true. Either you're pursuing the wrong vision, you're in the wrong organization, or you're not the right leader for the job, and so you need to adjust accordingly. Step number two to apply the law of victory. If you are dedicated to leading your team to victory, you'll need the right people with you. Write down all the skills necessary to achieve your goal. And now compare that list with the names of the people on your team. If there are functions for which nobody is suited, you need to add new people. Or you need to train existing team members. And step number three to apply the law of victory, do informal research to find out what's important to your team members. Ask them what they want to achieve personally. Ask them to describe the mission of the team. If you get a diversity of answers, you need to work on communicating a single vision clearly so there's unity of vision. And that's law number 15, the law of victory. Leaders find a way for the team to win. Thanks for listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find show notes and useful resources and links over at the website growgreat.com. I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll subscribe, and I hope that you will tell a friend about the podcast as we continue this series of John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Till next time, thank you.